Mr. President,
yeah.
Admiral Moore is on the line. Ready.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas to you. Did you have a good one?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I had my family here.
Hope you saw that game.
I did.
Wasn't that fantastic?
Terrific, yes, sir.
That's probably the best one that, I mean, well, they're always the best, but the only thing I'd do if I were having that playoff role, I think it's a mistake for them to have it on a sudden death thing, because it makes it basically so unlike football and so conventional. Everybody plays it so safe for fear of an error. They really ought to play a third quarter, a fifth quarter, and then they'd, you know, you'd have all the excitement of both teams going for broke again, you know.
Right. That's right.
I think it might be emergency.
Well, we might have that again today.
Yeah. Oh, I know, God. I hope the Washington, well, they got a chance. The strike got off all right, did it, last night?
Yes, sir. The strike got off, Mr. President, but the weather's bad.
It is.
Yes, sir.
Well, so,
we had a shift in the front there, and the weather is bad.
Did they, you mean they had to make the strike in bad weather?
Yes, sir, they did about half of it.
Oh, I see.
Just a small, well, actually, they didn't do half of it. They did just about the first wave. Now, we're standing by to go again.
Did it look pretty good? Did the first wave get something, though? We did some damage, I hope.
Yes, sir, we got two good targets.
What were they? What kind of targets?
Well, they were, first, a shipment, transshipment point, I think.
Good.
And
good.
The other was apparently POL. It was a big explosion. But the weather really turned bad on us.
Aaron, we really had a break on that. You know, we've been ready to go to this damn thing for 2 weeks now, and they just can't get it off.
That's right, sir. Other thing is, you know, the boat thing is going. It will go probably right now.
No, by the South Vietnamese.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that'll harass them a little, huh?
Yes, sir, because we're going to use their weapons against them. The captured weapons.
Was that right?
Yes, sir. And that was the idea, to fire back some that we captured from them.
Is that right? Good.
And we're just standing on standby here now, and I'll find out. And we're going to press ahead as hard as we can. I know what your objectives are here.
Well, of course, the problem is that there's time's running out on us, you know, and we get beyond a certain point as we get right into the China thing. Well, we can't.
Well, tomorrow we're going to, or it should be tonight, actually.
Yeah.
If the weather continues like it is now, we're going to go instrument on a lot of those targets.
Can you do that?
And on some of them, yes, that are larger, you know, like POL storages and things of that kind. But this being a last opportunity, and everybody's all primed and cocked, we're going to do our very best.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, fine. Well, I hope
we're keeping a situation room posted.
Oh, I know. I know that fine.
Yes,
but
I just want to assure you that I'm watching it by the...
Sure. Sure. I know.
I know what you want.
Well, the main thing is, as I say, I just know it's a last opportunity, and we want to weaken them as much as we can before we have to, you know, we'll be in a position that we're just going to be there getting out, and that's not going to be very good.
Yes, sir. We did, we think we've lost one airplane. But
well, that's not bad.
We don't have authentication yet, sir.
Well, one would be, I would be, you'd expect that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because they, as you know, they've increased the double their missile firings, missile batteries from about 22 down in the area we're in, plus I imagine 30 anti-aircraft regiments, too.
Right, right.
We're going to go after them just as hard as we can, I assure you.
Good, I know that. Okay, fine.
Thank you for calling.
Fine.